This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Denver's mayor hopes to keep the Broncos in the city as the football team considers a move to the suburbs. Mike Johnson says a deal could include two bridge projects as part of a possible new stadium in Denver.
We have a real vision. We want them to stay in Denver and built into a community where they can make a real difference. We think they share some of those values, and so we are working hard at it, and I'm optimistic we will get to a deal that keeps them in Denver, but we're not there yet.
Johnson says the Broncos have also looked into moving to Aurora or Lone Tree. He thinks a new stadium in Denver could also bring more development of nearby homes, restaurants, and retail. A new report finds most major cities in the U.S. are now experiencing two or more extreme heat streaks each year compared to what they saw in 1970. Several Mountain West cities are feeling them even more frequently, including Denver, Phoenix, and Cheyenne, Wyoming. That's according to the nonpartisan research group Climate Central, which found that human-caused climate change is driving the trend. Sean McKenna is a scientist at the Desert Research Institute in Reno.
We need to run our energy 24/7 now, where we didn't, or not nearly as much, 40, 50 years ago. And that's really put a strain on energy resources.
He says that's raising the risk of power outages and blackouts, which can knock out AC when it's needed the most. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Across the Front Range, highs will be in the upper 70s. Then later tonight, temperatures will drop into the 50s. Colorado Springs will experience thunderstorms later today. Have a good Sunday.